For decades, young people have heard that college is the path to a solid job and a good life. But there are plenty of jobs that pay well and don't require a four-year degree. And an apprenticeship can be a path to those jobs. You're listening to Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. I'm Lucy May. Joining me now to talk about apprenticeships and what elected officials are doing to make them more accessible are Greater Cincinnati Apprenticeship Council Director Chris Friedel, Allied Construction Industries Regional Apprenticeship Coordinator Christy Farrow, and ESI Electrical Contractors Foreman and former apprentice, Jeremy Johnson. Thank you all for being here today.
Thank you.
Chris, explain what makes a job an apprenticeship instead of like an internship, for example.
Well, you know, an apprenticeship has been around for many long, you know, centuries, if not longer. But an apprenticeship is an earn while you learn opportunity where in our world, in the construction industry, you're working hands-on for a contractor in whatever trade that you've picked. And that contractor is doing work for customers. So you're learning that trade hands-on on the job. And then you're also going to school to get the academics.
And Christy, are the trades the most common places to have apprenticeship? Which industries really use apprenticeships the most?
Construction definitely uses a lot of apprenticeship programs. Almost every trade that we have in the construction industry has an apprenticeship program with it. But in the state of Ohio, I think we've got like almost 2,000 different apprenticeable occupations.
Wow, 2,000. So that goes beyond construction jobs, probably. Mm-hmm. What are some of the others that people might not think of? Do you know any off the top of your head that might surprise people? Or you can weigh in, Chris, if you'd like.
So if you look at the Ohio Means Jobs website, they have all those occupations on there. And one of them a lot of people don't know is a veterinarian.
Huh.
So instead of people that go to all the colleges, take all the college classes, you also could get a lot of hands-on and participation to learn how to be a veterinarian through an apprenticeship.
Oh, that's interesting. Chris, last month, two members of Congress introduced a bill called the Supporting Apprenticeship College Act to boost enrollment in registered apprenticeship programs. Is that the kind of thing you want to see at the federal level to really encourage more apprenticeships?
Well, definitely anything at a federal level that encourages apprenticeships is hopefully always going to be a plus. You know, anytime there's legislation, everybody's always a little bit leery about what does that really bring to the table. Not everybody is too sure that the people that are in government level understand what's going on the ground. So I have not had the opportunity to read that myself, but hopefully it's not something that's altering the good progress that we're doing already.
Okay. What about earlier this year, President Trump signed an executive order to, quote, modernize American workforce programs. Do any of you have thoughts about what, if any, impact that's had? I don't know if that's something that's made a difference so far in apprenticeships.
I myself have not seen anything as of yet. Mr. Trump's last when he was president last did some changes there were some changes that really were not desirable as far as making possibilities to have apprenticeships in occupations that it really didn't mesh right. Like, you know, if you worked at a fast food restaurant, you could get a certification in frying French fries and things like that. So there was also, instead of being time-based, there was also competency-based aspects of apprenticeship. And so it just depends on the employer and what they're looking at. The Ohio State Apprenticeship Council, or Apprentice Ohio, is willing to work with a lot of different employers to help them design an apprenticeship that fits around their company and their occupation.
Jeremy, I introduced you as a former apprentice before the show started. We talked about you just finished a few months ago, right?
That's correct.
You're already a foreman, so yes, congratulations.
Ma'am. Thank you.
I said before the show, you must be pretty good. And you were like, so you're modest. about you. Okay. tell us about your experience. What was your apprenticeship like?
My apprenticeship was pretty good, I would say, personally. I didn't really know what to expect when I first joined the apprenticeship. I mean, I knew I signed up to do electric, right? But it was like so much more than what actually meets the eye. And I know that like there's a big, I don't know what word to use. I guess I'd say stigma around construction workers and like how the industry is. And my experience is that is nothing like it's portrayed. It's actually you just show up, learn every day, go to work, have fun, joke around with the guys, and, you know, we all get through it.
Yeah, so, it sounds pretty great. How long was the apprenticeship program that you took part in?
My apprenticeship was 4 years.
4 years, okay.
Yes.
That's a long time.
So I initially signed up for a 5-year apprenticeship, and along the way, we got reduced down to 4 years. So it actually worked out in my favor.
Yeah, that's a win. Yeah. And you get paid that whole time, right? Do you also have to pay for it? Like, I'm thinking about college, and at college, it's a lot of 4-year degrees. You're learning a lot, you're paying for it, but you're getting paid as an apprentice.
Yes. So we do get paid. We work 40 hours plus a week, and then we go to school at night 2 days out of the week. As far as paying for school, like to actually pay for education, we do have school fees, but we also have like incentive plans to where you can get like money off for basically like perfect attendance, having good grades, things like that. And when we talk about paying for school, it's not like a tuition. So when I say minimum, it's just a few hundred bucks a year.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a big difference.
And it could be reduced down to, you know, next to nothing. So.
Yeah.
So for the electricians, the maximum fee is $500 a year. So anybody that's went to college understands what $500 gets you at college. But this is an administrative fee. And so like for $2,000, you're getting a career path that, you know, pays you good wages, your benefits are paid for, and, you know, you're on your way to a good career to the middle class.
Yeah.
And that's to their apprenticeship program specifically. The programs I work for, they do not have any kind of administrative fee. So there is no cost to someone coming into the apprenticeship program.
And what programs are those?
I have the bricklayers, roofers, masonry restoration, plasterers, cement masons. I'm missing. Oh, and tile marble terrazzo.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of programs. Well, we're talking about apprenticeships and efforts to make them more accessible. If you've got questions or comments, give us a call at 513-419-7100, or you can email talk@wvxu.org. Chris, what state and federal policies regulate apprenticeships? Are there requirements that apprenticeship programs have to meet?
Yes, definitely. They're housed under the Department of Labor. And so you could be a Department of Labor certified apprenticeship, and different states have different oversight with that. Some states are, you know, overseen strictly by the Department of Labor, and like Ohio, it's a state apprenticeship council. So the state apprenticeship council at the state level oversees apprenticeships in Ohio, but they're also overseen at a higher level by the Department of Labor.
Mm-hmm. And what do those regulations ensure? Is it like a safety kind of thing, or?
It basically spells out kind of like a contract. When an apprentice signs up to be in an apprenticeship, they are signing an apprenticeship agreement. And that agreement is that apprenticeship is going to provide so many hours of on-the-job training and so many hours of classroom training. And, so every apprenticeship has a set amount of hours for on-the-job and for classroom training. And when you get that finished, then, you know, whatever their standards say, that is you're now a journey person in that field.
Yeah. Jeremy, with the contract that you signed, do you feel like you pretty much got what the contract promised you were going to get?
Absolutely.
Well, yeah. He completed in 4 years instead of five. So our electrical program was a 5-year program for about the past 38 years. And for a nationwide movement to help more journeymen get into the field to kind of curb the lack of, if you will, people out there working in the industry, they lowered our apprenticeship to 4 instead of 5.
So. Mm. And, you know, Jeremy, when we first started talking, you mentioned that for some people, there's kind of a stigma around the work or going into it. Do you think that stops people from taking advantage of these apprenticeship programs? I mean, you know, I'm not going to ask you how much you make. You don't have to say it on the radio. But I mean, you're like Chris just said, you can earn a good wage, you can get benefits, all those things for a lot less than the cost of a college degree. What do you think's holding people back from jumping on that?
I think more than anything else, I think it's just awareness, not knowing that the opportunities are out there for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's good. Anything you want to add to that, Christy? Do you think it's a lack of awareness or maybe?
Definitely. There was a big push several years ago with schools pushing people into colleges and stuff like that. So away from trades. I think that's starting to change a little bit, but that's definitely one of the reasons people just don't realize that these opportunities are out there.
Yeah.
And I do a lot of outreach myself, and you know we all do for the trades. And you can never even put a dent in the lack of knowledge that's out there. You know, we try as many on ramps as we possibly can. You know, the building trades Union Building Trades has a partnership with Urban League, which we have a pre-apprenticeship coming through there. Building Futures, you know, our electrical program, we have a program where we partner with local Catholic high schools and Cincinnati Public to bring high school seniors to do our first year of academics in their senior year, so they get a leg up, a head start coming into the program. So, you know, whether it's outreach to schools, veteran organizations, whatever it is, we're there.
Because you don't have to be right out of high school to start an apprenticeship, I would imagine.
Well, you have to be a certain age and out of high school, but you can start the process, whether it's in pre-apprenticeships or vocational schools or, you know, getting everything to go towards that.
Yeah, but you can be a little older and start an apprenticeship.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's correct. I started when I was 29 years old, so I was a little later.
Okay.
I had an apprentice that was 52.
Wow, okay. Okay, there you go. Well, Jeremy, I wouldn't have guessed you for being more than 29. You're very young looking, so thank you for clarifying that. A listener named Mary wondered how she could get connected to a plumbing apprenticeship. Should she go to like ohiomeansjobs.gov or are there other local resources she should check out? Does anybody know about that?
Yeah, so the Greater Cincinnati Apprenticeship Council has a website, and it's earnandlearn.com. So earnandlearn is all spelled out, .com, and that has a listing of all the union-sponsored building trades in there.
Okay, well, that's good information. We will continue our conversation after a short break, and later in the program, we'll discuss the allure of retro video games. This is Cincinnati Edition. You're tuned to Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. I'm Lucy May. We're continuing our conversation about apprenticeship programs and what they can mean for young people and industries. My guests are Greater Cincinnati Apprenticeship Council Director Chris Friedel, Allied Construction Industries Regional Apprenticeship Coordinator Christy Farrow, and ESI Electrical Contractors Foreman and former apprentice Jeremy Johnson. You can join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100. Or you can email talk@wvxu.org. Christy, before the break, we were talking about awareness, and you mentioned that there's a program to even educate really young children about apprenticeships and these careers. Can you tell us a little about that?
Yeah, Allied Construction Industries is working with like some CPS schools, getting kids aware, starting with like 6th, 7th grade through high school and getting them aware of the construction industry and the opportunities that they can have once they leave high school.
Mm-hmm. And Jeremy, is that how you found out about the potential for an apprenticeship? How did you personally come to learn about it?
I actually have a family member. That's how I was made aware of the apprenticeship. If it wasn't for that, I don't believe that I would have known about it.
Oh, okay. So Somebody, is your family member in the electrical trades also?
That's correct.
Oh, okay. That's good. You had somebody whose footsteps had already blazed a trail for the family. Chris, how much demand is there for apprenticeship programs locally? We've got a lot of big projects happening right now.
Well, we have a lot of big projects going on. We have, obviously, the Bence Bridge project that's coming up, and currently one of the big renovations and remodel is the convention center, and possibly, I guess I'm hearing, a hotel chain coming. So we have some big projects, but you know, in reality, we're kind of like in the middle of a hurricane. We're in the kind of the eye of the storm where it's kind of calm and cool and everything's steady. But all around us, you know, with data centers and all kinds of other type of work, you know, in other parts of the country, work is booming a lot more in Cincinnati. So I'm hoping to see that come here. But you know, again, to revisit, we're always for on-ramps into the trades. So, you know, partnering with ACI and their school programs, doing our interim credential programs for electricians. We have the Urban League and the Building Trades doing the pre-apprenticeship for there. So as an adult, somebody can have a career or a job doing something else that's part-time and go to class at night and learn about the trades and have an on-ramp coming into the apprenticeships that way.
Yeah.
So there's always going to be a need. You know, every trade can say, you know, how long do you think electricity is going to be around, or how long do you think that as humans we're going to want indoor plumbing, or, you know,
I vote
things
on
like that.
Forever on yes. indoor plumbing.
Yes, yes. For so sure. There's always going to be a need, and if somebody likes working with their hands, it's a great opportunity to get right out of high school or change your career, you know, mid career, to say this wasn't for me and I'm going to, you know, change my life and do something else. There's nothing better to go down the road and look at a project like the stadium, or look, go across a bridge in the future and tell your kids or your grandkids, I helped build that.
Mm. Let me bring in a different perspective. I mean, when students are introduced at a very young age to the trades, this apprenticeship, the idea of apprenticeship, maybe even as young as sixth grade, is there any concern that maybe a young person could miss out on like a liberal arts education they could get in college, sort of the discovery they make about themselves and the world around them? What do you all think about that? Chris, do you have thoughts?
I think life happens. So, I mean, I think if, you, yeah. If you're a person that's really attracted to the aspect of liberal arts degree, I think you're going to find that, you know, no matter what. You know, I mean, yes, certain things interject in our life, a family friend or, you know, a neighbor or whatever says, hey, kid, have you heard about this? Or, you know, you talk to your neighbor and say, you know, you have a, you know, how do you afford your house payment? Because I'm having a hard time in the career I'm in. And they tell you, well, you know, whatever trade they're in, and they, you know, end up looking into it and doing it. So I think everybody finds their path. But if you're somebody that likes working with your hands, if you take a sense of pride in doing something and stepping back and saying, I did that, I think that that you know, that type of person would find a good home being in the trade.
Yeah. Jeremy, I don't know. Can you tell us a little bit about what you were doing before you found this path? I mean, were you in a kind of job that really wasn't doing it for you before you got into the apprenticeship program?
So actually, leading up to me joining the apprenticeship program, I worked for DirecTV. So
okay.
I was a satellite technician, is okay. what they would call it. And we were commission-based when I started, and when I ended, we were hourly. I just wasn't satisfied with the amount of money that I was making at the time.
Yeah.
So I decided to take a step back and join an apprenticeship, which I did actually have to take a pay cut to do, but it was beneficial in the long run.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you back to now earning more than you were in the old job?
Yes, ma'am.
There
that
you go.
That is definitely more.
Yeah.
Almost double.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Yeah. So that investment turned out to be worth it. Chris, you want to add something?
And, you know, as far as college goes, we have kind of a two-way street on college. We have people that go to college and realize it's not for them, and then they come out and seek us. And then we have people that go through our apprenticeship, and most of the apprenticeships have their academics have college credit attached to them. Mm. So the academics that they're doing to become a journey person in whatever field also has that college credit attached to where they can take gen ed classes or further education and maybe go into project management or engineering or things like that. So, and then if somebody went to college first, they already have gen eds under their belt, so they can add those at that time when they complete the apprenticeship to get that degree if that's what's important to them.
Okay. We did get an email from Steve in Oakley. He writes, can one assume that the opportunities presented with apprenticeship programs, that they will provide a financial path to the middle class and the opportunity to build intergenerational wealth? The only things the candidates have to bring to the table is the desire to apply and the grit to succeed. Is that how you see it, Christy?
For sure. It definitely helps bring people from maybe a lower income into the middle class income, gives them excellent benefits as well on top of their hourly rate. So they're making $50,000 to $70,000 a year versus $30,000 to $40,000.
Mm-hmm. Chris, have you studied how our apprenticeship programs in the U.S. compare to other countries? Like, I know the United Kingdom, European countries have apprenticeship programs. I guess I wonder, do you have a sense for how what we do here compares to what they do there?
You know, I really have not looked into that. I kind of tend to follow the trend of what's happening here locally and how I can change lives, you know, with people here locally in our tri-state area. So I really don't pay too much attention to what's going on. All of our union-sponsored apprenticeships, you know, they're developed at a national level. About every major city across the United States has trade unions and apprenticeships in them. So, you know, we're not reinventing the wheel, but with technology and educational, going from textbooks and workbooks and writing information to computer-mediated learning and stuff like that, instead of having, you know, butts in the seat in the apprenticeship class, a lot of stuff is done remotely and virtually and things like that too. So a lot of changes going on. I've been in this for 35 years and it's neat to see the industry change. So.
Yeah. Well, we got a comment from Terry. Terry says, I'm an apprentice at Local 44 Ironworkers and I'm a third year apprentice. Once I complete my apprenticeship, they will also contribute to 2 years of college to further my career and abilities. Well, that sounds like a terrific benefit.
We got keep up the good work.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And we got a comment from Nicholas who says there's a huge need for people in air traffic control, plumbing, or construction, for example. College is important, but clearly is not for every child. And
we certainly That's what we're saying.
Yep. There you go. Do you think we talked about President Trump's executive order a little bit earlier? As the Trump administration pushes to grow manufacturing in the U.S., to bring more jobs to the U.S. from other places, do you think more, even more apprenticeships will be needed?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you'll see a lot of the manufacturing go into the apprenticeship.
Apprenticeship, time and time again, has been proven the process to be able to teach a workforce. And, you know, I wish a lot more, you know, corporate companies would spend their money on educating workers in the next generation to train their workforce instead of CEO bonuses. But, hey, I guess I can't be mad at them.
Yeah. What I want to get you, I don't know who wants to weigh in on this. What do you think it will take to get more young people and their parents interested in apprenticeships and excited about apprenticeships? I mean, I do think there's this, like you said, Christy, for years, the push has been college, college, college. Yeah. That's not for everybody. How do you change that around?
Well, for young people, I mean, ACI has a great opportunity for young people to experience hands-on the construction industry. They have an event that they do for 2 days in May, on May 6th and 7th at the Warren County Fairgrounds, called Construction Career Days. And they bring in over 3,000 students from middle school to high school that just get an opportunity to operate equipment, experience how to, the electricians, things that they do over there, bricklaying, all different kinds of stuff that they can experience. It's a great opportunity for those students to experience that and get an idea if they like it. As far as their parents, it's realizing that your child still has an opportunity to get the college, but they can be doing things with their hands if they're more hands-on and learning those skills and stuff and applying them to their life and making good wages and benefits.
Mm-hmm. So when I talk to parents and their child at the same time, I see, you know, I give the information about you're starting out around $40,000 a year. Your benefits are paid into for you. You know, you got college, you know, credit going towards your education. And when I start talking in numbers and start explaining that, you know, the health coverage and your three pension plans are on top of your hourly rate. So as a journeyman electrician, you're making $38.05 an hour currently, and another $25 an hour goes on top of that, paid by the employer to pay for your health coverage and your three retirement plans. So I can see the student, the high schooler, can't stand there like, that sounds good. But I see the parent's mouth drop open and like, really? You know, so.
Yeah. That's real money.
Yes.
And is that those hourly wages and things that you were talking about, is that what you've seen kind of come true for you, Jeremy? And,
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Yeah.
So the way that our wages work throughout the apprenticeship is structured. We get raises based off of hours worked. So once you reach that certain benchmark, you'll get a raise as well as completing school. So as long as your coursework is good, your hours are good, you get that raise, no questions asked, and it's always on time until you top out. And then once you top out, you have the ability to go even further with being like a foreman, and it's just different percentages over the journeyman rate that you would get.
Okay.
Or even owning your own business.
Or that.
There you go.
That is definitely a possibility.
Okay. Yes. Well, I've been talking with Greater Cincinnati Apprenticeship Council Director Chris Friedel, Allied Construction Industries Regional Apprenticeship Coordinator Christy Farrow, and ESI Electrical Contractors Foreman and former apprentice Jeremy Johnson. Thank you all so much for your time today. It's been a great conversation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Up next, the allure of retro video games. This is Cincinnati Edition.